weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
This just in, Chris Valley has just released an exclusive video of him unboxing. Is it the new cannabis, the locally grown stuff?
Kia ora. Johnny, yes, that's right. I just today managed to get my hands on New Zealand's first locally grown cannabis bud.
Yes.
That's available. So we talked about that a couple of weeks ago when it was first approved. Then last week it was like, oh, it's almost there. And finally, just yesterday. It's in stock.
Okay.
So,
brilliant.
Right. Is that in stock at all the sort of usual chemists?
Well, I think the cannabis clinics of the various brands and forms, you know, they'll have it. Pharmacies generally can't keep it in stock. They get it in for you.
Okay.
But the doctors have slightly different rules they operate under.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, this was... you know, as just to fill it in, because we have talked about it the last couple of weeks, but this is the first, so 5 years after New Zealand's medical cannabis laws were passed, 3 years after the scheme actually came into effect, here we have finally this week the first bud grown in New Zealand that's available for prescription, available mm-hmm. for people to consume. So momentous day, or yesterday, but momentous day today for me, because I got myself an appointment down at Canna Plus. You can go to, actually any doctor can prescribe, as we often say, any mm-hmm. doctor can prescribe cannabis now, and CBD, THC, CBD, bud, oil, in different formats, anything that's been approved under the scheme. And yeah, so any doctor can do it, but often the clinics are easier. Perhaps.
Mm, yes.
Because they have more experience, more knowledge about it, they've done it thousands of times by now, mm. so they're well aware of the risks, or how low risk it is, and what to look out for and things like that. So you know, they usually have questionnaires and things that you'll fill out beforehand, so that can kind of alert the doctor to anything they need to look out for, mm-hmm. or pay a bit, you know, drill down into. And then the appointment itself is very much just like going to a doctor, but it's over the phone or online normally,
mm-hmm.
And 10 or 15 minutes, and then... Bob's your uncle.
Now, this particular New Zealand grown bud,
mm.
Was there a particular ailment that this one's good for? A particular,
well,
is it insomnia or
it actually
a sore
is.
Knee? Or?
And bro, I've so the funny thing, you see, you know, you do this online, and then you know they go, okay, we'll send you an alert when it's ready for pickup. Yeah, mm-hmm. Or would you like it in the courier, please? You know, would you
yes.
like it courier to you?
Yes.
So I wanted to go pick it up so I could go visit them, and so then, you know, a couple of hours later, I think it was the next day, even a little alert came through and went, you know, your cannabis is ready to pick up.
Okay.
And what a great alert that is, as compared to
text.
Natural disaster alerts and things, you know, that have me on edge.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And you know, there's a lot of people with heightened anxiety right now, and I'm one of them, you know. Living out west, we've got slips left, right, and centre. You know, you kind of have this feeling that the earth could collapse around you.
Did we talk about on air? I don't think we did, but Chris's house got struck by lightning.
Yes.
Like how, you mean, you couldn't
just
really
to add to it all.
Ask
just
for anything to add, else like, to happen that would put you on edge. Your house
God,
gets struck by
give
lightning.
Give this guy three plants already, like, far out.
Right. I was at home, you know, in the smallest room at the time. And, it was a bit of a shock, to be honest. Not actually a shock, but
quite literally.
Whew, and we had to get all the electrics sorted. Anyway, people next door got thrown off their feet, and one of them was an insurance assessor.
Yeah,
so I thought that was hilarious. But anyway, so if you've got a bit of anxiety like me, and you know, having trouble sleeping and things, get yourself an appointment, and you know, then you get access to the dispensary, and there's a little alert, bing, and then you know, down there the Ponsonby Road, and you're strolling back out with this little brown paper bag,
mm-hmm.
and I kid you not, the next person to walk along the footpath had a little smirk, like, I know what you got, and that's right, I have, and so here it is, and here we go. So this is called Kikuyu Peak. This is grown down in the South Island. Calyx are the producers, Nubu the distributors, and Kikuyu Peak. Jesse Osteen, we covered him last couple of weeks. You can check it out on One News and the spin-off, where they've taken cameras right inside. I'm guessing you can smell that already, because I can.
Oh, wow. That is quite nice, actually.
That's got
quite a good, good smell.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely up there with the best, I got to say. And
oh, really?
Of all
wow.
the medical cannabis products that I've seen, aside from in America, but of all the ones, certainly the ones here, this is the best. So,
okay.
Jesse, hats off to you.
Well
and,
done.
And, you know, you are an awesome grower. This is the best medicinal cannabis products and quite likely among the best I've ever seen in New Zealand. This is really good quality. It really
the
is.
The best, like, are we talking just weed
out
in
of
general?
Anything. Out of anything.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's
this is
okay.
good stuff. And, you know, I don't get anything out of this. I'm not doing any kind of endorsement. This is just me, honestly, as a patient and as a consumer.
Oh, there you go.
I'm impressed.
That
so.
Is, man.
Wow.
From number one weed guy. That is pretty high praise.
So 25% THC. It's high in myrcene. They give you a little analysis. That's one of the good things with medical cannabis. Look at this.
You've
this cool
got...
little graph here, a little pie chart thing with the terpene profile. Highest in myrcene, which is in things like lavender and hops and you know, kushes and things. This is your sedating terpene. And you know, terpenes are the difference between, because everything's got THC in it. All the weed's got THC.
Right.
But the difference between the pick me up or the couch lock, you know, is the terpenes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need it for sleep, and that's what this is indicated for, insomnia and chronic pain, and the patient-reported effects, being sleepy, calming, and relaxed. Oh. And they note that high strength at 25% THC, not suitable for inexperienced users.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Start on something a bit more medium. But yeah, high in myrcene, beta-carophyllene, that's the cannabinoid terpene. It interacts with the cannabinoid receptors. Limonene. And the old lemons and things, humulene, that's in the hops, and the lavender and that. So yeah, this is very nice, being able to get your legal cannabis and have your little you know, you got your childproof packaging, your little proof that it's
clearly
legal
labeled.
On
nice
the
shot.
On the label,
yeah,
and your little printout of yeah, it's very nice.
Chris,
very nice.
As a connoisseur, did you find it was at all couch lucky, or you're pretty a bit of a pro? It's like pretty sweet. 25% is all good.
I just had a wee little bit,
yes,
just to give it a quick little taste. I felt the, you know, slightly anxious before coming down here and battling our traffic. And but I'm going to leave that for a bit later this evening when I feel like I want to get a bit more sleepy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I hear you.
You got to use it appropriately.
Chris, cool, we've got a question come through. If you have a medical prescription, can you take cannabis to Australia?
Yes, you can. If it's a product that you got here in New Zealand, then you're allowed to take that to Australia, and then you can bring it back again. 1 month supply, because it's still a controlled drug, so you can't do 3 month supply, which is the usual with other medications.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 month supply, just declare it, and you're fine.
Just have all
and
your
same with coming
paperwork, paperwork proper like. Packaging, everything like that.
Yeah, take it in the original packaging. That's the key
yes.
thing. Don't like stick it in something that makes it look like it's illegal. You know, have it in the packaging with your prescription. Have copies on your phone or whatever. All the usual things with traveling. You know, but just declare it. A friend of mine went over to Nimbin a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about it. He was dressed head to toe in his ganja leaf suit at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And landing in Australia, there's the gun toting customs,
and
he just showed it to them, and they were, "That's fine. Come on."
Yeah.
And then on the way back, it was also fine. But he had the dog indicate him.
Yes.
And the TV show
filmed
it.
I thought the dog was not looking for cannabis anymore.
Well, that's what I thought too. And I suspect it might have just done the plant material.
Okay.
And the fact he's in a ganja leaf suit. But you'll be able to see that on Border Patrol, because they happened to be standing right there and filmed it all.
There we go.
And he walked out with his cannabis. So that's what, that you know, that'll be a good educational experience for everyone watching.
Nice. Now, Chris, on to the news.
On to the news. Okay, great stuff. And we'll just fire through this. The big news for me this week is and I love this, this is the mainstream media reporting what we already said, which is that the Cook Islands Cannabis Referendum Committee are on their way here to New Zealand on a study tour. So Cook Island News reported that this week, and also read in New Zealand Pacific News, which is following along, which is really great that they're doing it. And so this is the committee that was formed out of the Prime Minister's office following a referendum they did in the Cook Islands last year, just in August. And legalising cannabis for medicinal use overwhelmingly won, and they're just cracking on with it. It's never fast enough. I'm hearing local campaigners are saying, you know, come on, let's just let people grow and get on with it. And we, of course, say the same thing here. But compared to the glacial pace here, you know, they're going pretty well. And what I like about it is that the key people are coming over here to learn from, you know, what's worked for us and what hasn't.
Yeah.
And then they'll tailor an approach that works best for them. Bloody
nice.
Good.
That's nice.
And to think, you know, it won't be too far away. You'll be able to head over to the Cook Islands with your cannabis prescribed here in New Zealand or in Australia. Go over to the Cooks and maybe take part in their cannabis.
That's right.
And then come
Medicaid.
On back. Yep. Love it. We'll have our little cannabis free zone, not a trade zone, a cannabis medical zone of the South Pacific.
Now, what else, Chris? What else have we got in the news?
Another good news is in Switzerland, they're going to study legalization through pharmacies. This has just been announced this week, and it's through Bern, Bale, and Lucerne. Some other cities, Basel and Zurich, have already done it, and they're going to do some more and just keep on going. It's almost like a quasi way of making it pretty much de facto legal by having these trials run in all the main cities. And then people can go into pharmacies and get their legal cannabis through there. And of course, this is all based around reducing harm. The staff will get trained and they have vaporizers available and things like that. But the downside is half the people won't be able to, in order to learn from it, half the people will not be able to access this legal cannabis through the pharmacies, and half the people will. And then they will study the fate of the two groups, as they put it.
What?
And, yeah, I mean, the people buying it illicitly will, you know, likely have, you know, worse health outcomes. They might be involved in violence. They might get ripped off, being sold things that are laced with other things, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see. That's really interesting research. So that's beginning now in Switzerland. And in Thailand, on a slightly bummer trip, but it might not be. It's watch the space. There was an election in Thailand, results announced last Sunday, and the main opposition party now looks like in their leading spot to form a new government. And where that impacts cannabis is, of course, Thailand legalized cannabis last year, first country in Asia to do it. And they kind of did it like all in. There's no real kind of rules. They just like made it legal. And so some people say that's gone a bit too far. It's also meant that some of the economic benefits haven't really got there because the local farmers are being undercut by illicit imports from America.
Oh, my goodness.
What the frick?
Is the
America's the one that put that law in the first place.
Oh,
and,
wow,
you know, all over Asia, all these death penalties and things. And then and now that's legal in America, they're flooding Thailand with underpriced, you know, exports. They're doing the same in Netherlands too. There's a lot of American cannabis in, being sold in Amsterdam.
Goodness me. Is the cat not out of the bag? Didn't they give away millions of cannabis plants?
Like, yeah, I think that was part of it too, was to try and negate that effect. And but I hear that a lot of that was just kind of hemp, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, the main new party, they're not talking about rescinding it completely, but maybe just restricting it a bit more, maybe medical only.
Yes.
We're not quite sure. So they haven't quite formed a government yet. It looks like they're still going to need the vote of the guy who was the health minister, right? He's the guy that made it all happen. And he actually, a Reuters reported, I thought it was quite funny, because he voted in his, speaking of people clad head to toe in marijuana leaves, he was doing that as he voted. So
the
Minister of Health voting clad in weed leaves.
Yeah, nice.
I thought that was so good. So we want to see that here. Alicia Verrill, come on, get with it.
Now, Chris, the first Thursday next week.
When is that? Next week.
Next week.
That's next week. We'll be open late. There's all sorts of stuff going on all up and down K Road. Yeah, that's going to be good.
Is there drug testing on first Thursday?
Not happening that time on next Thursday, but it's going to be the Saturday following. I think it's like the 10th of June.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the next one. Check our website. We have all the dates on the website.
Any other hemp store news we need to know about? Maybe some sweet new T-shirts or books that we need to get our hands on?
We've got a bunch of grow books in since they became legal with that new ruling. Well, we talked about that a month or two back, of the ruling of the censors finally overturning some of their previous bands,
yes,
which is great. What else have we had? A few new vaporizers, bunch of things actually.
Excellent, Chris. Hey, well, thanks again for making the trek in.
Oh, I know what we've got. We've got another, speaking of sleepy stuff, so as well as your you can, you know, you can go in and get your cuckoo, your peak, and have your cannabis bud for fighting insomnia, but you can also get terpene. So we have two products, the Phlox. We've got a new one in from the South Island called Sleep Drops, and it's the terpene. It's actually extracted from hemp, and they are the terpenes that are the sleepy ones. And so you can have that by itself, but also if you have some cannabis that you want to
make it a bit more sleepy,
put in that direction.
Yes.
Have it with your other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, Chris Valley, thanks for the heads up.
Alrighty. I've got my vape here, ready to go with the peak. All right. See ya.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.